You, come with me. We're going to find a fish who thinks she's a human. Cold-blooded bitch. I said come with me. Because you're the first human I saw. And I don't want to waste time talking with any more than I have to. I've eaten things larger than you, so stay quiet and follow. Oh. My. It's hot. Oh gosh, I'm feeling dizzy. Damn it. You don't know what you're talking about. Sharks like her, they're always out. Me, I stay with my home. I don't want to be here. But if she's here... You know her, don't you? Alex, what other shark girls do you know? I care because she isn't meant to be here. Me and her, we grew up together. I could eat her if I wanted, but I never did. And she just up and leaves one day without telling me. Just gone. I smelled her. I followed it. She didn't say anything. She could never handle how much better I was, and damn it, if she's learned to deal with this horrible hate, so will I, at least for now. Oh, the sun is killing me. Take me to her. Wherever she is. Grow. Grow what? Grow... Shuri? I don't know where that is. Why would she be buying human food? I'm not going to walk all the way up there. When is she getting back? I didn't think it would work out like this. I'm not waiting. I don't want to go back into the fresh water either. Take me to a place where I can stay. And make sure it's cold. Hmm? Just like that? You weren't arguing with me at all. Are you scared of me? Hmm. Small food. Mess hall. If they have food, fetch me some. Go on. Well, you weren't arguing before. You can't expect an orca not to test her limits. But I couldn't easily win a fight. Which is why you'll get me food anyway. Just there. That. Bring that to me. What is that meant to be? Pudding. As expected, of anything humans can make, it's disgusting. Don't take it away, I'm not finished. It's cooler in here than outside. Can you believe the heat alone dried my skin? Well, it doesn't feel normal to me. What is your name? I'll remember it. I'm Toril. Remember that as well. You're lucky to be the first human I saw. What were you doing before I found you? Is the freshwater lake a gathering place? And what about all the other humans I smell? I see. But if this is an adult camp, and there are residents instead of visitors, how do humans raise their young? Then this isn't a regular town? So what you're saying is, even for humans, this is a mess of a living place. You live in a tiny town where you can't even have children. What a pathetic excuse for a community this is. It makes sense that Alex would want to stay at a place like this. Oh, you're cute. It isn't attractive to talk about people that aren't here. And what makes you think that I would care about how attractive I am to you? Take my bowl. Yes, I ate it all. Like I said, it was disgusting. I only ate it because it was in front of me. Let me know if they ever get more. I need some time to plan. It concerns me for a lot of reasons. You don't know Alex like I do. Back home, she was always swimming out in the open. Always getting crushes on dangerous guys of any species. She had a crush on my brother once. My brother. An orca. I don't know why she came here. But if she's still here, it's probably because of a boy. Which means a human. That is why I came. And if she's at a grocery store a lot, that must be where he is. The way to her heart is through her stomach. He's probably feeding her to seduce her. Oh, this is terrible. Alex doesn't know what she wants. What she needs is to be back home where I can watch over her and make sure she doesn't get hurt. I don't care about her. It's just obnoxious that I have to treat her like a baby all the time. And I didn't ask for your opinion anyway. Shut up and find something to help me cool off.